3. Wooden post at the bottom of the path leading up the hill. We're going up this hill now, so let's start walking again. Come on. You'll soon pass a sign on your right marked Flixter Brek. And a brek, I was told, means a stretch of rough or sandy ground with scattered trees. No one seems quite sure where the Flixter comes from, although someone suggested it might have been what this area was once called, back in the mists of time. It's no more than a 5-minute walk to the top, and there are 2 or 3 benches on the way up before the path veers round to the right. You should stop at one of those, whichever one you like, as I finish what I'm about to tell you. Because it was on one of these benches that I met Colin. He was an older man, I'd say in his mid-80s, and he was rubbing his legs. "Bloody things," he said to me. "I don't know what I'll do with myself when these pack up. I walk round here every day to try and keep them going, but it's not getting any easier." We sat and talked for ages. "You've got to keep dancing, love," he told me. "That's the thing. Let the music get into your body, down your legs and all the way through to the end of your toes. That'll keep you younger than any of these bloody vitamins or their ever-changing advice on what's good to eat and what's going to kill you." And Colin told me that Clipston and Forest Town and Mansfield had dancing in its blood, that always being full of non-conformists who tended to have more of an interest in earthly matters, it had always been a place that liked to put on a show, to sew on some sequins or take to the floor. He started dancing when he was very young, at the Westfield Folk House, a Quaker place originally, he thought. His father was part of the Robin Hood Players, who used to do shows there in an old army hut that came off Clipston Camp following the First World War. It was folk dancing back then, but a few years later he was strutting his stuff as a cocky young man at the Clipston Welfare Dance Hall. And that, he said, was a place to dance. Everyone knew it had the best dance floor for miles around. I was lucky, catching the golden years of the 1950s with the Hardy Smith Band, and where Cleo Lane and Johnny Dankworth made their first public appearance. That's where Colin met his wife, and it was the dancing that did it, that drew her to him and kept her there. She told him, after they'd danced together for the first time, that he'd made her feel like a leaf bouncing along the breeze. And so they clicked. "Because after you've spent time in somebody's arms," he said, "neither of you putting a foot wrong, you get a strong sense of compatibility, and you don't want to take that with a pinch of salt. You've got to make sure you don't miss your connection." They kept dancing until the day they died, Colin and Stella, ballroom and sequence. And when they were at their best, he said, it was like their feet were an extra row of crotchets on the score. "It's still happening here," he told me, "the dancing and the shows. His granddaughter is in a troupe here in Clipston, and every time they do a performance, he sits there with all the other proud family members, and he beams from ear to ear. As soon as she tells me about it, I write it on the calendar and start counting the days till I can see her, with all those other youngsters dancing up on that stage," he said. "They tell the kids it's about promoting confidence and self-belief, and I'm sure they're right. But it's more than that. It's about poise and balance and grace and carrying that with you so that you can glide through the world rather than stumble about the thing, like I'm starting to do now that these legs won't work as I want them to anymore." He still polishes his dancing shoes every week, even though he rarely puts them on anymore. Because if you can't make a waltz look like a waltz, he told me, it looks like nothing at all. "The thing is," he said, holding my hand now, "I know those shoes have all the dances inside them, but they just won't move up into my bloody legs. So I'm going to take them to the League of Hospital Friends charity shop and hope that somebody who needs some cheering up tries them on. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Stumbling into the shop with the weight of the world on your shoulders and a couple of quid in your pocket and finding yourself sidestepping, contra-checking, zigzagging and tapping all the way home." So there, you've been told. If you want to stay young, then dance. And maybe you could start here by skipping what's left of your way to the top. Or at least by letting something of the spirit of Colin help you up this path by bringing a lightness into your legs. So let's go. And as you reach the top of the path and it bends off to the right, you'll see the landscape opening into view on your left. It's utterly wonderful. When you get there, you'll see that the path loops around on itself, with a bench set back a little on the right, looking out onto the headstocks. If it's free, you should sit there. But if not, you can just find a place to stand, which gives you the best view of those glorious things. And then go to the next track.